Good evening. It is 10:15 on a Wednesday evening, and I've come over to Nottingham again. I've been in the Fibre Studio today with CJ at Lace Market House, at Lace Market House on Twitter. And I've just decided to come over yesterday. I was convinced into it by a tweet from this lady saying, oh, she should come. And then it was reinforced by one of her friend networks say, oh, it'd be really interesting, you should go. Which, to be honest, was one of the reasons why I wanted to come, because if you have a support network and people are actually fighting your corner and saying you should go, they actually like you as a person. Introduce yourself, tell me a little bit about what you do, and we'll get into talking about the course that we've just literally sat down and done for the last hour or so.
Well, hi, I'm Alexia, and I'm from Blossoming Brands, and I'm a personal brand coach and a head trash clearance specialist. And so what does that mean? Well, it means I help people to understand what their authentic personal brand is, but also to help them clear any head trash that might be getting in the way of them working out what their brand is.
Okay. So, I mean, you said earlier on about gremlins in your head, and I sort of really identify with that, because you can sort of get out of the loop, but you get so passionate about what you're doing that sometimes you don't realise what's holding you back. So one thing that came out of it tonight is you reaffirmed to me the problems that I do have, and having that in a communal space with lots of other people who are trying to search out these little gremlins and fix them, I think is incredibly valuable. And one of the things that came across is the confidence thing. You seem to instill that in a really, really passionate way. What can people gain from having like a one-to-one with you on this kind of thing?
On head trash, a typical head trash session will start with a little bit of a chat about what's going on in their lives, what might be stopping them. But a lot of people aren't very aware of what their head trash might be. And it's only when they actually start trying to do something that suddenly the little gremlin pops up, the voice pops into the head, and they hit walls. And they don't know why they keep hitting these walls. So that's really when you understand what work needs to be done. And then I've got a number of techniques I will use to help people eradicate any head trash. So those techniques include reflective repatterning, NLP and TFT, and TAT, T-A-T. So I'll use a blend of those techniques to basically work out the best way to help that individual based on the issue they've brought to me. So that's within head trash. And then within personal branding, it's about helping them to understand who they are, because you need to be authentic with your own brand. Because when you're authentic, people will buy you because you're being you. If you're trying to be somebody else, then they'll smell that. So understanding who you are is really, really important. So I help people to understand who they are, how they're currently perceived in their market as well. And then you've got a little bit of work to do to work out, okay, based on how you're seen, who you think you are, what's your brand going to be about? What's your message? Once we've got the message, then we've got to plan it and get you out there. So there's a bit of a four-stage process involved with helping people to put their personal brand out there.
Okay, so what's the common denominator that you find? Is it a confidence thing, or is it people come to you not having a clue where they should be starting? Do you find a lot of people come with other issues that are outside of business?
Absolutely, because if you have your own business, or if whatever you do in your life, you bring you to the table. So there's always going to be, if there's any stuff going on in your life, then you need to sort of be very aware of that and manage that. But what I tend to find is that some people are doing too much and they need to focus more, and they're very reluctant to let anything go. But maybe they're doing a lot of things, and it's finding a story that blends all that together that makes it make sense. I find a lot of people, when they come to me, when they're asked the question, what do? They stumble, and that really
destroys
their
tonight.
Confidence. Absolutely. And they don't know what to say, and suddenly their confidence is shot, because they're not able to articulate what they do really, really clearly. So to be able to answer that question in a really interesting way that starts a conversation, that gets people wanting to talk to you and engage with you and come back and maybe work with you in the future, hinges on that first question. So how you deal with that will underpin what goes forward. So a lot of my clients get a lot of clarity out of that, you know, just getting the answer to that one, but also a lot of confidence. So a lot of confidence comes in, and then we end up having to deal with it in head trash sessions. We wipe that out of the way, and suddenly they're able to then see a clear vision for what they want to achieve, and there's nothing stopping them. They just go for it, and that's, for me, really satisfying, because when somebody's going for it and they're like unstoppable, and I've helped them get on that journey, that to me is awesome.
Well, it's a reinforcement, isn't it? It must be that sort of, like, you know, ordering the best takeaway and it's delivered in half the time you expected.
Yeah.
You're based over in Nottingham and also in London. How do people get in touch with you?
My website, which is blossomingbrands.com. I'm on Twitter, Alexia L or B Brands. You can find me on Facebook, Blossoming Brands fan page. And if you want to use a phone, you can do that. You can also just maybe use telepathy if you want to. But
I have been trying through the whole of this interview, but yeah. I tried to close it up really quickly. Just didn't
work. Yeah, no, I sometimes pick up the wrong messages, so it's not as reliable.
I'm totally all over the place when it comes to messaging. Thank you very much for your time.
No worries.
Thank you.